Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us. All right, when was the last time that you did something that sounded great up front, and then you found out once you started it, it wasn't quite what you thought it was going to be? I had this experience a few years ago. We run every year, our whole team runs this race called the Tough Mudder. It's an 11-mile muddy obstacle course, and we do it to raise support for Promise 686. It's our nonprofit partner. We help raise funds for adoption and foster care, and we love these folks. So the first year I ran it, though, I was just me running it from our team, and I had some friends doing it, too, a few years ago, and they were both half my size, and they were both natural runners. And I, if you ever meet me, am not what you would call a natural runner. So my vision of, oh, it's going to be this great bonding experience, this kind of fun thing, it's going to be wonderful, quickly turned into like wheezing for air, trying to keep up with these little gazelles that were hopping across obstacles. And I was just, you know, hoping to make it through alive. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It was great in the end, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about on the show today. There's this big trend right now that we should have auto enrollment for 401ks, which sounds great that when new employees come into a company, we kind of save them the hassle of having to figure out if they want to save for retirement, and we just sign them up anyway. And now if they don't want to save, they have to stop it. And look, I get it. There are tons of studies showing that the number one problem is that we're not saving enough, and that if we can help encourage people to save by kind of forcing them to stop instead of forcing them to start, that that could be good. And yet we see so many issues with these auto enrollment plans, specifically because it turns out we have to want it. It turns out it's not easy. It turns out to get through the Tough Mudder, you got to actually work hard and go after it. If you want to save for retirement, you better be the one deciding to do it, or else you're not going to follow through. And so this is less about me saying never do that auto enrollment is bad, as much as saying we really can't get around the main thing, which is me and you have to want it if we're going to save for the future. So I'm going to talk about that on the show today. If you have any questions or thoughts about your specific situation as you listen to the show, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, mylifeismore.com, and enjoy the show. It's been around for a while, but it has been so highly praised, and that is the idea of automatically enrolling in a 401k. So I had a client come in 2 weeks ago, and they were totally confused because they work at a large company, and they've been there for a little while. They just started full time, and they said, I got this statement in the mail. I had no idea that I had a 401k, and yet apparently I've been contributing to it. And they were automatically enrolled in this 401k. They didn't even realize it. I'm sure they got some paperwork, but they didn't even realize it. And suddenly, they didn't know how they were invested. They didn't even know they had an account until they got a statement showing that, you know, here's the money they put into it. Now, there's a rationale behind this, and I get it. Let me give you the rationale behind automatically enrolling in a 401k. And this matters for everyone. Some of you are tuning out right now because you're going, well, that's not me. I'm not auto-enrolled, whatever. It actually matters because I don't care as much about whether you fit in this situation. I care about the deeper principle at play, which really matters for each of us as we try to reach our dreams for the future. The rationale behind auto-enrollment is that because we live now in a whole new age of retirement, we've talked about this before, a market-driven retirement, we don't have the pensions that our parents, that our grandparents perhaps had. It is on you now to save for your own retirement. And everyone recognizes that. Because of that, employers and the government have been going, what in the world do we do to make people save? Because here's the problem. We're not good savers. Humans, a lot of us, we're not good at this. And we're not saving. And so you see these abysmal statistics come out showing that Americans are in serious trouble, that we're not saving enough, that we're not putting into the 401k. That was kind of the beauty of pensions, in theory, was that we didn't have to do anything. They'd be saved for us, Right now, we talked last week about how that's actually problematic because pensions were in trouble. But regardless, that was the idea. I don't have to do anything. The company's saving for me. So employers today, and the government has backed this up, have said, what can we do to basically foolproof this thing and make sure that we keep saving for the future, even if we don't have pensions? And the answer is the shining light, the city on a hill, auto enrollment in a 401k that you don't even know it, but you're saving for your future. Yeah, except that it turns out if I don't realize that I'm saving, if you force me to save in a very nice way by automatically enrolling me, I'm probably going to find a way to mess that up. Okay, that's human nature. If I don't intentionally make the choice to do something because I want to do it, then I'm going to find a way to mess it up. And when I mess it up, it's going to be a lot messier than if it hadn't happened in the first place. Let me describe what I mean. So there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal about this, but it totally goes along with human nature. Okay? It's basically said this: auto enrollment looks great. You know why it looks great? Because participation rates shoot up. All right. In a study that was done in companies that auto enrolled folks, where they said, we don't ask you, we just automatically put you in a 401k, and then you have the right to pull out of it, right? So you can go online and say, actually, no, I didn't want to save, and you can opt out, but you have to take action to opt out versus a place where it says, hey, this option is available to you, but you have to take action to opt in, right? So the difference in auto enrollment is simply whether you have to go online to stop it or whether you have to go online to start it. And in companies where they automatically put you into the 401k, but you have to stop it, enrollment was over 85%. In other words, we're all lazy bums. And so even if we don't want to save, if we're being forced to save, the chances that we're going to go on and stop that savings are lower. Whereas in companies where you have to go on and actually click the button to start saving, right, it was only 63% enrollment. And so companies look at this and the government looks at this and we go, what a shining success. We just have everyone auto enroll in 401ks and look at the growth. Except that the reality is, in places where auto enrollment happens, we see two things. First of all, a higher percentage of folks cash out when they leave. So in other words, when they leave the company, instead of leaving money in the 401k and maybe rolling it to an individual retirement account or rolling it to a new 401k, people cash it out. A higher percentage of folks cash it out. And secondly, a higher percentage of people take loans from the plan in companies where it's auto-enrolled. Why is that? Because when people are forced to do something, these just become really expensive emergency funds. All right. If you don't really want to be saving and then you leave a company and you have the option to take the money out and cash it out or to leave it in there, but you never really had a plan to leave it in there in the first place, of course, there's a higher percentage of folks cashing out. And what happens when you cash out your 401k? Well, you have to pay income tax on it, first of all, but what else do you pay? A 10% penalty. So that person could have been getting that money in their paycheck and just spending it, or maybe saving it, hopefully, in an emergency fund or something. Instead, they saved it in their 401k, but then they cashed it out, which means they ended up paying an extra 10%. It was a really expensive way to save money, okay? Or they take loans on it. And you've heard me talk before about 401k loans. They're not wonderful, amazing things for you to save money. In reality, 401k loans are a way for you to have to take your money out in a way that you never get the growth back again. Okay, and we've talked about that in the past. I don't want to dig deep there. Here's the point. The problem was that up front, it was never an intentional choice for that person to save money. And because of that, of course, a higher amount of people pulled their money out, took loans on the money. They didn't leave it in there with the idea of staying for decades and decades. Now, why am I telling you this? Because I want to stop for a moment and talk about the power of intention. It actually matters that you make a choice that is not done for you. This was honestly the problem with pensions too. We talked about this last week. It is on you not to be a victim. It is on you to choose to save for the future. And I don't say that to give you a guilt trip. I say it because what we've seen about human nature and what I've seen with my clients and what I've seen in myself is that if I don't make the choice to do something, if it's just chosen for me, then it really has no significance to me. Okay, it's me choosing to do something. It's me understanding that I have power, that I have the right of choice. That decision, that freedom to do what I want is often what keeps me in something in the long term because I chose it. It wasn't chosen for me. This is why the basis for recovery in Alcoholics Anonymous and in all recovery groups is first me admitting that I'm powerless, me saying I am of my own volition admitting this. Because if you just send me to a recovery group, or if my parents just send me to rehab or something, there's a good chance it won't be effective unless I own that this is actually an issue. I am powerless. I need help. Okay? Same deal here. I have to choose to save for the future. And some of you go, you're being kind of dramatic about this saving stuff. You know what? It's hard to do. It's hard to save over decades. It's hard to truly reach the dreams you have. It requires you choosing to do it. And not someone doing it for you. And I'll tell you, the best example of this I've ever seen, and sorry to go deeply philosophical here, but it's an essay by John Milton. Remember John Milton? He wrote Paradise Lost, one of the most famous works ever in the English language. Back in the 1640s, Parliament in England was instituting a policy of censorship, saying, hey, we have to approve the books that are allowed for the common folk to read, okay? We have to approve it. And Milton came out strongly against this and wrote one of the most famous essays ever written on the topic called Areopagitica. And in this essay, he defends freedom of speech, but he says something in essence that is crucial to this topic. He says, look, there is no virtue without choice. There's no virtue without choice. In other words, if I don't read a book that's quote-unquote bad because I don't have the choice to read it, I haven't made a good decision. I didn't have a decision, right? The only virtue comes if I look at that book and say, I choose not to because I don't want to expose myself to that. Or I choose to because I want to, right? Your power to choose is where virtue comes from. And the same thing is true when we talk about long-term planning. If I say to you, young person or anyone, hey, you don't have the choice of the 401k. I mean, of course, in theory, you do. You can go check the box not to be in there. But we're just going to put you in it, right? We're going to help you save for the future. You didn't have a choice in that. They're just automatically putting it in there. Then there's no virtue in that. In other words, it's not actually the kind of stuff that you're going to stick with through the hard times. So as much as it feels good to see rates go up of people being involved and go, oh, wow, participation rates are huge because we automatically enrolled folks, it doesn't actually mean we're helping folks save for the future. And I'm not going on a diatribe here to say it's wrong across the board to have auto enrollment. What I'm saying is you need to understand that if it's not your choice, if you're not intentional about this, it's probably not going to stick. It's probably not going to stick. So for each of us, when you're at a company, when you're looking at your own savings, it has to be a choice you make to say, I am no longer going to focus on just spending every dollar I have now. Even though I want to enjoy my life now, I want to do things I like now, I am choosing to make a different decision. I am choosing to voluntarily forego some of what I could have right now so that I save correctly for the future. And if you don't make that choice yourself, it ain't going to stick long term. Now, some of you hear this and you say, look, I want to do that, but I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how much I should be saving. I don't know the best way to save. I don't know where to put funds. I don't, you know, it's just a lack of knowledge, but you have the desire. That is totally fixable, right? That's why we exist. Come, sit down with me. Go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Sign up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, or with one of our other advisors to talk about your situation. We are all about working with folks that want to do this. Again, it's mylifeismore.com. But listen, it's on you to want it. And I'll tell you what, I was not surprised when I read this study. It was like, of course, when we automatically enroll people, a larger percentage of the folks that are, quote, auto-enrolled are going to do things that really mess up their 401k, like cash it out, right? And the reason for that is because they never had the interest in doing it in the first place. So the key for your success, regardless of what your company does, I don't give a rip if they auto-enroll you or not, whatever, is do you have the interest in saying, I want to be in a good place long-term, and I'm going to go after that. If you do, then you have a great chance of success there. If you have that desire, then we can bring all the education in the world around that to put you in a good place. But if you don't have that desire, you know, just throwing money into a savings account isn't going to do it. It's not going to do it.